Biblical manhood through the lens of Job. Today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join the show. If you find our show beneficial, please like, share, and subscribe, as well as consider leaving us a review. Each of those help others to find the show, and also help the show positively impact more coaches and more athletes. Today I want to continue our look at the importance of biblical manhood. Recently we looked at Adam as a case study for manhood, and today we're going to do the same thing with the biblical character of Job. The story of Job is an interesting one, to say the least. You'll find the book of Job near the Psalms in your Bible, but chronologically, this story is thought to have taken place after Adam, but prior to the story of Abraham. So in a way, you can think of it as fitting in during the book of Genesis. Job is considered a blameless and upright man. Simply put, he does things the right way. His story introduces us to the issue of suffering. Job 1, 6-12 even reveals that sometimes suffering can occur without us doing anything to deserve it. Satan approaches God and asks to test Job. God agrees, and as a result, Job experiences a degree of suffering that many of us never will. What's remarkable about this story is the fact that through all of this adversity, Job remains steadfast. Through it all, he stands firm in his character and trusts in God. He chooses to worship instead of complain. While we don't have time to walk through his entire story, Job does provide us with some key lessons in manhood, and that's where I want to place our focus today. As coaches, we are examples to everyone that we interact with, and most notably our players. It is critical that we are setting an example that will serve as a model for them as they establish their lives. So what does Job show us? First, the story of Job reveals that it's vital that a man pay close attention to his character. Job 1:8 says this, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.'" Job was a man of integrity. He was still a sinner, as we all are, but he did have a reputation among his peers as blameless. He was also known as upright, which simply means that he was in tune with God. God was at the center of Job's life. His wife reveals this to us in Job chapter 2, verses 9, when she says, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." See, a lot of bad things had happened to Job, and he still placed his hope and his faith in God, and even his wife recognizes this. Through it all, Job recognized the sovereignty of God, and he remained steadfast in his character. It was a big deal. This should remind us of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. And here Paul tells Timothy, "Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them." See, we are supposed to keep a close eye on our character because it reveals a lot. Job shows us that regardless of circumstance, a man is to live blameless and upright. Second, the story of Job shows us that a man is to serve the suffering. Job was a very wealthy man. The story describes him as having 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, along with many servants. He was very wealthy. However, Job chapter 29, verses 11 through 17 shows us that Job didn't lord this wealth over others, but instead he used it to serve. It says this, "Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. The one who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked, and I snatched the victims from their teeth. Job was a great model of servant leadership who looked out for others. Third, the story of Job reveals that a man is to cover his home spiritually. You see, Job was a great father, and his story reveals that he cared for the spiritual standing of his family. In Job chapter 1, verses 4 through 5, we see this. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And when a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular custom. As men, we are to be engaged and care for our family, both physically and spiritually. And this is exactly what we see through the life of Job, as he covered his family in prayer. Next, the story of Job reveals that a man is to place his complete trust in God. Some often say that adversity will develop character. And while this is sometimes true, what is certain is that adversity will reveal character. In tough times, others will find out who you truly are. Job chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 reveals some of the adversity that Job faced. It says, "While he was speaking, yet another messenger came and said, 'Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.'" So here Job gets a message that his sons and his daughters are dead. Imagine how you would handle that situation. In verse 20, we're told how Job responded. It says, "At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship." Job chose to worship. Even in difficulty, he placed his complete trust in God. This is the difference between secular manhood and biblical manhood. In tough times, we must remember Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." You see, crisis is going to come, and when it does, that day of trial will reveal your character. Job sets the example that above all, we're to place our complete trust in God. Lastly, Job sets the example that a man is not to complain. Job recognized this in Job 1:21. He says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." So Job recognizes that God is in complete control and provides all. So Job is to bless and not to complain. Our response in all things should be to bless the name of God. So through all of these examples, it's easy to see how Job was considered to be an upright and a blameless man. He's an impressive example of a man, but the truth is that we are called to be the same. As a coach, you have a unique role and position that God has blessed you with in order to be a positive influence on a younger generation. It is important that we as coaches model this biblical example of manhood. Coach, your character is of prime importance. Keep a close watch on yourself. You have players from all walks of life in your program, and you are called to serve them. Not just the best players, but all players that God has blessed you with. I believe that as a follower of Christ, you have a duty to cover them in prayer as well. This doesn't have to be public. During your own time, do you lift your players up? There's 7 days in a week. Split your roster up and designate certain days to lift up certain groups to God. You can love your guys by covering them in prayer. Your season, coach, it's going to have ups and downs. But remember the big picture and trust that God is in control. Don't complain, but instead be grateful. Just as Job sets the example, I challenge you, coach, to set the example in your program. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.